upholding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captain of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. Were included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Now, let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. And greetings from Technocracy News and Trends. Patrick Wood here, editor-in-chief and founder of Technocracy News and Trends. Well, if you ran into a friend and asked him, what you been doing? And he said, oh, just monkeying around. You wouldn't have any concern that he was doing anything particularly nefarious or dangerous. You'd think he was just fooling around, wasting time, whatever. But if you were to ask that question to certain scientists today, well, what you been doing in the lab this week? And they said, just monkeying around. You probably better wake up and be concerned about what's going on in his lab, because now technocrat scientists have decided that it's time to create human-monkey chimeras. Now, if you're not familiar with what the word chimera means, it means taking genes from a human being, that is DNA, and inserting those genes into the embryos of monkeys so that the monkey will be born with certain human genetic code in their makeup. This is very disturbing. Of course, it could go the other way too, I suppose, but right now they're looking at taking human genes and putting them in primarily into monkeys, and this is causing an ethical uproar again. Well, here's the deal. Technocrats who believe that humans are just animals, like every other animal, see no problem in crossing species by genetic modification. And transhumans go one step further by claiming to actually control evolution. In other words, they're taking over evolution by advanced scientific techniques to create humanity 2.0. This is pretty far out science fiction type stuff. The article starts out, the monkeys and Douglas Munoz Kingston lab look like other monkeys. They socialize and move around and eat and drink in the same way. They don't fall over or stagger around. In fact, the only thing separating these monkeys from their unaltered lab mates is the elevated level of a specific human protein implanted inside their brains, proteins that accumulate in the brains of humans with Alzheimer's disease. And the monkeys have been injected with beta amyloid, a molecule that, in high enough amounts, is toxic to human brain tissue. Munoz and collaborators are studying the earliest changes in those monkey cerebrums. Normally, it takes several decades for Alzheimer's to unfold in human brains. The researchers don't have that kind of time. The injections speed things up. If left alone, eventually the monkeys will start to show signs of Alzheimer's. They make more mistakes on memory tasks, and their reaction time slows. Well, don't feel too sorry about the monkeys at this point, but I will say this. The new gene editing technology called CRISPR, which allows for fairly simple gene editing, cutting genes out of one DNA strand and inserting them into another, is out of control all across the world, not only in our food supply and meat supply, but also now in laboratories where experiments are happening with human DNA. We saw in China just recently where a rogue Chinese scientist performed gene editing on an embryo that was supposed to insert HIV immunity into the child. Actually, they were twins. They have been born now, but it's too early to tell, of course, whether or not the gene modification was successful. But Pandora's box has been opened, and it's going to continue to fly open as more and more technocrat-minded scientists around the world figure, hey, why not me too? I have an idea. I'd like to make some changes to humanity. I think I'll just change this one right here. And who knows what the downline consequences of that will be. But I will say that anytime a scientist actually edits the germline. That's the kind of change that will be passed down to children of that person who's been genetically modified. Very dangerous technology. The consequences down the road are completely unknown at this point. On another note, we see the technocrat mindset being exhibited again with Google. They're getting sued big time over illegally obtained health records from University of Chicago Medical Center. This is going to be a fun lawsuit, folks. I wrote, the University of Chicago Medical Center conspired to sell sensitive health records of patients to Google, violating all HIPAA and privacy laws in the process. The lawsuit notes this is, quote, likely the greatest heist of consumer medical records in history, close quote. Now, Google has been sucking up medical records for several years, as we already know. In 2016, for instance, the New Scientist magazine discovered that Google had secured 1.6 million patient records, complete patient records, I might add, from the UK's National Health Service. That's right. The NHS just caved and gave them everything they asked for. And again, even though there's no HIPAA regulations in place in the UK, the patients themselves were not consulted about the sale of their very, very, very sensitive information. Google has been accumulating medical records everywhere it can get its hands on it because it's setting up its artificial intelligence programs to learn how to diagnose illnesses and how to understand the human body. This story starts, a former University of Chicago medical patient filed a class action lawsuit against the University of Chicago and Google, claiming that the University of Chicago Medical Center is giving private patient information to the tech giant without patients' consent. Imagine that. About 2 years ago, the University Medical Center partnered with Google with the hope of identifying patterns in patient health records to help predict future medical issues. I want you to focus on the word predict. That means future tense. They're using the present state to predict the future. Now, former patient Matt Dinerstein is filing a lawsuit on behalf of the medical center's patients. I hope they're all supporting him, by the way, alleging that the university violated privacy laws by sharing sensitive health records with Google from 2009 to 2016, aiding Google's goal of creating a digital health record system, according to the Chicago Maroon. The suit alleges that the university deceived its patients by telling them that their medical records would be protected, but ultimately violated the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, that's HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A, a federal law that ensures privacy and security for personal medical data. It also claims that University of Chicago violated state laws in Illinois that makes it illegal for companies to participate in dishonest client practices. The complaint details Google's alleged two-part plan: obtain the electronic health record, that's the EHR, of almost every patient of the University of Chicago Medical Center, then use the information to create its own lucrative commercial EHR system. Well, that's just like Google, isn't it? Take the data, make your own money off of it. And the complaint states, quote, while tech giants have dominated the news over the last few years for repeatedly violating consumers' privacy, Google managed to fly under the radar as it pulled off what is likely the greatest heist of consumer medical records in history. The compromised personal information is not just run-of-the-mill like credit card numbers, usernames, and passwords, or even Social Security numbers, which nowadays seem to be the subject of daily hacks. Rather, the complaint says, the personal medical information obtained by Google is the most sensitive and intimate information in an individual's life, and its unauthorized disclosure is far more damaging to an individual's privacy. Well, this is an article you probably want to check out and see just exactly what Google is up to, and you might want to follow this topic in the news to see how this lawsuit plays out. My guess is that many more lawsuits will be launched against Google and they'll have to hire a whole lot more attorneys. Well, maybe if they're spending money on attorneys, they won't spend so much money on technocrat software engineers to create these crazy algorithms that are trying to censor the entire world. The last story also exhibits the technocrat mind. You won't be surprised by this, but you might be a little shocked. I don't know. California unveils huge Cradle to Career student tracking system. I'll tell you, California's over the top on this one. I wrote, this is the height of social engineering and far beyond Common Core education standards data tracking. SB 75, by the way, just passed the Senate and the House version as well in California. It purposes to identify and track, quote, predictive indicators. There's that word again, predictive. Every time you look for the technocrat mind, you'll run across this concept of predictive something. In this case, the purpose of collecting the data on students from cradle to career is to identify and track predictive indicators in order to, quote, provide appropriate interventions, close quote, and improve outcomes. In other words, the idea is to collect the data and then direct the student into the areas that they believe the student should go. What career should they have? What education should they have to get there? How can we predict how they're going to perform? The article states the California legislature has approved legislation that will be signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. I believe it's already been signed, by the way, to set up an educational system that will use big data to track children from cradle to career. The state bureaucracy is now tasked with determining exactly what data is collected from children to enable Big Brother. This is a part of a national movement that is being spearheaded by failed Georgia governor candidate Stacey Abrams, New York Times writer David Brooke, and Barack Obama's former Deputy Secretary of Education, Jim Shelton. These centralizers hope to control and shape young minds from the earliest of ages using powerful technological tools. Strive Together CEO President Jennifer Blatz states, we refuse to settle for a world where a child's potential is dictated by the conditions in which the child is born. We are committed to helping every child succeed in school and in life from cradle to career, regardless of race, zip code, or circumstance. The organization Strive Together is responsible for the National Cradle to Career Network convening. They coach their data suite plan to treat kids like guinea pigs in the language of social justice. Blatz further stated, we know the system's designed to serve our youth or failing children and families of color and those living in poverty. We exist to give every child every chance, cradle to career. We're here to help create possibilities, giving children opportunities to go further and do better than the generations before them. The fact of the matter is, studies have actually shown that more technology in the classroom actually harms student outcomes, doesn't help it. But the end game here is power, control, and profit, indeed. Well, we're 2 days away from our National Day of Independence, July 4. And I would just take a minute to remind you, might be a good time to actually read the Declaration of Independence again. It was called the Unanimous Declaration of the 13 United States of America. Some of us had to actually memorize this in grade school. I remember doing so. Students today would be hard-pressed to even know what the Declaration of Independence was, much less answer the question, independence from what? This is a seminal document, however, in the history of mankind. It starts out, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer where evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Well, if you haven't had an opportunity yet to read Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order, We're on that road right now. You know that if you've been following Technocracy News very long. I would encourage you to get a copy of the book and read it. There is no substitute for education in this most important area of our lives. America's never asked for or agreed to scientific dictatorship. They never asked for ubiquitous surveillance. They never asked for 5G and the Internet of Things and smart cities and all of the things that are surrounding these implementations. This was not a public demand by the people of America, and yet it'll affect every person in this country. And the closer we get to scientific dictatorship, the closer we will get to a government like China, where every person is not only surveilled, but controlled for the sake of maintaining order in the society according to the leadership of that nation. This is not the founding policy of America, but we're going to have that type of policy in our country if we don't do something about it soon. So as I said, there's no alternative for understanding. I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. Catch you next time.